Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Boom, bang, pow. Hey, what's cracking, everybody? Yeah, you are inside the MCHG Friday Night Cypher. What the hell is that? Magna Carta Holy Grail listening jam session tonight, folks. Jay-Z inside the cypher, and because we're trying to get in as many as we can, we just going to jump straight to the chase all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Hey, she had a great idea Wednesday night. It's happening tonight. It's going down. We turned up. Give it up. Hot shackles. What up, mama?
Yes, yes. TGIF, folks, I am so open. I'm so hyped for this show. It came as an idea right off of the top of the head. I'm so happy that the general was receptive to it because we get to critique our faves from, that's right, Magna Carta, Holy Grail, Jay-Z's latest, I'm going to say controversial release, because there's so much talk about whether it's a classic, whether it's back, whether he rushed it, whether it was just, you know, for the money as far as the Samsung deal. But we're going to get into all that. Plus news and entertainment.
And so we just want to add this little disclaimer. We paid for the record. We purchased
That's
the
right.
CD. Okay.
And the phone that we it was downloaded it. On.
First and foremost. We purchased right. it because we want to support the effort. This is simply us sharing our thoughts. And if we are in violation, we mean no disrespect. We're just so fanatic over just the work and the entrepreneurial, you know, just the jewels and the example. The entrepreneurial example is what I was thinking. And Jay-Z
sure.
that he's providing. Magna Carta, Holy Grail inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hot chocolate on the set. That dude, TM, hopefully Say James, Madam CeeLo Boston will be joining us. Real people, real talk, real times. We are TM Hollywood Radio Live. Hey, hot chocolate just off the rip. What you digging? How we going to kick this off?
Wow! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm gonna start it like the album starts. Let's start off with the Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake banger "Holy Grail" that sets the whole standard for what I thought the album was gonna be. Now I'll give you my thought on the track and what I didn't get afterward after we drop it. Let's go.
Hey, it's 9:03. It's uncensored. And it's Friday night, so, hey, we're that team. Here we go.
Let go.
You take the clothes off my back when I let you. You'd steal the food right out my mouth. And I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh. You curse my name in spite to put me to shame. Have my laundry in the street, dirty or clean. Give it up for fame, but I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing. With you, I just can't crack your so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care. You're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runs over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit y'all talking about. I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took her back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Enough to make me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain did it to myself.
And we all just entertainers.
Photo shoots with paparazzi. Can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low. Flying by in that big body. Curtains all in my window. This fame hurt, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person. If this is all you had to deal with, nigga, deal with this shit. This ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Niggas dying back where I was birthed. Fuck your iris and the IRS. Get the hell up off your high horse. You got the shit the niggas die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the good with the bad or throw the baby out with that bath water. You still alive. Still that nigga, nigga. You survive. Still getting bigger, nigga. Living a lot. Vanilla wafers in the villa. Illest nigga alive. Michael Jackson Thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you.
Radio Live. Yes. Let that run a little bit. That's that Jay-Z off the Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Of course.
Accompanied by JT himself, Mr. White Chocolate, Justin Timberlake. Now,
yeah,
that is the first track off of Magna Carta Holy Grail, entitled Holy Grail. And when I was listening to that, going through it, it did catch me. Now, like I'm telling everybody who's asking me for my feedback on the album, I consider myself the ultimate Jay-Z and Biggie fan. Now, when I hear or have heard in the past their new releases, it makes me feel, you know, some kind of way. You know, I'm from Texas, but that, you know, it makes me feel real Brooklyn inside. You know what I mean? And I just didn't get, I don't know. It had to grow on me for some reason. It just, I don't know. I could have been jaded by, you know, the way that the application downloaded and the way I was receiving it. I don't know. It just didn't. It didn't make me move like all of the other Jay-Z releases that I love so much have.
Well, I'll tell you what Billboard magazine has to say about the overall Magna Carta Holy Grail project. Billboard, and I quote, as an event, it's good, it's great, it's disappointing, and back again. As an album, though, it tends to be safe. I don't quite understand that. As an event, it's good, it's great, it's disappointing, and back again. As an album, though, it tends to be safe. I think that's somewhat parallel with what you just said.
Yeah.
It really didn't slap you around. It didn't have you bothered.
Right.
It didn't have you run around the room, you know, like rewinding that verse, that
yes,
line, those bars. It didn't have you like previous projects. But I will tell you, my friends, if you look at the infrastructure of the business plan, if you look at the business plan and think about the Samsung deal and some other lucrative elements and revenue strings that's attached to the Holy Grail, it may not be the best work, but I can guarantee you it's the best work, if you understand
yes.
what I'm saying.
Yes.
The New York Times
yes.
said the New York Times actually said often Jay-Z boasts are contested by tracks with their own stubborn agendas. Minor keys, empty spaces, unyielding arrangements that make his rhymes dodge, weave, bob around. You know, and I think that's what we're talking about. You know, I mean, Holy Grail, you know, comes across largely as a transformational album, almost. You know, as if Jay-Z is trying to, you know, he tried, you know, a pop feel. You know, he tried to go almost like pop on us. But it really,
yeah.
you know, resemble an alternative approach. I don't know. Folks, what are you thinking? Hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This was a great idea. Hey, we're going to keep it rolling. What's next?
Let's go with BBC. I think that's the Pharrell-produced track. Now, that joint right there, that track right there is crazy.
Homeboy is just paid. He's talented and he's paid. Repping VA all day long. Talented.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I mean, good gosh. Billionaire Boys.
And has his hand in everything.
Boys Club. Big up. Hey,
BBC.
And, I mean, here we go. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Welcome on, Tony.
VA representative. Let's go.
Let's work. Unlaced Adidas, top of the world like pyramids of Giza. Feel I sweat. 88, I rock the mock neck. Carried a 9 in my projects. Bucket hat, EPMD cassette. Now smoking loud in Ibiza. Mixed with the reefer. My whole life is leisure. Gangster lean like the pizza. Eiffel Tower, a man's towel. The feds is perched like an owl. Real niggas all feel a hook.
B-boy, Jury. What you know about going out head west, made back, three TVs all up in the headrest. Mace niggas at Madison Square Garden, 20 million told and we still catching charges. Rope chains, rock him and Eric B. Well, my sidekick, Suzuki Jeep and Cherokee. Hoop earrings, coops with the red cameras, put that bitch in a Cherry M3. I'm not your average dope dealer. Silver Toyota 4 running the four wheeler. Me and Teflon, Q45 Infinity. Windows tinted, white girl all in it. Britney, bitch. MCMC, fuck 50 Cent. Versace Place, got the Basquiat collab from Versace Place. Cuban Link, 5 kilo. Your life is illegal when you can't get the Rico. Real nigga, don't feel a hug.
Let's work. Let's work. Millionaire.
Live inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, that joint remind me of this song. I don't know if I'm jacking up the lyrics or not, but you remember the song that went like, give it here and don't say nothing, give it here.
Yes, give it here.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yes.
Hey, you remember that?
Yes.
Hey, dude, that joint right there. Hey, Pharrell and Jay-Z, that joint right there is called BBC. Hey, hit us up. Give us some feedback on what you think, you know, how you think and feel about Magna Carta Holy Grail. This is a jam session tonight. Hanging out with Hot Chocolate. She's coming to you live out of Plant City tonight. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Yep. It is 8:16 in Texas, 9:17 right now in New York City. Thanks for rocking inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, this was a great idea. We just, you know, pausing for the cause, really to represent a giant in music. You know, hands down, he and his wife, they're just giants in music, and they're doing it their way, you know. And so much respect to Mr. and Mrs. Carter.
For sure. And Jay-Z continues to change the game musically, business-wise, and metaphorically. If you are anything like I am, you're into lyrics. And this man, my Sagittarius equal of a week difference, this man said that when you're in the garden and you're in the front rows, those are called the Spike Lees. Oh, no, no, people. They're now going to be called the Jay-Z's. So when you get your weight up and you get your paper up and you want to go ball, you don't ask for the Spike Lee seats no more. You ask for the Jay-Z's. Bring it up.
That's
get
right.
Up.
Turn
up.
Turn
up.
Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up.
And speaking of the power couple, Mrs. Batty B, I be Batty B on Facebook, also on Instagram, Beyonce and Blue Ivy's mama is also featured on the Magna Carta album with her boo hubby Jay in what is being dubbed as Bonnie and Clyde Part 2 on the Run. Now, we can rock that next, but I need to vent about that one a little bit because I really did, you know, I love the original Bonnie and Clyde. Well, I can't say original. We'll say a remake because Pac did it first. But I liked the chemistry that they had there. I liked the way, you know, the whole song flowed. And, you know, it was new to their relationship. So it was, you know, that part of it, too. This part two on the Run, I think the track got me more than the lyrics got me. And I'm not used to Beyonce singing an entire song in the tone that you all are going to hear. And I don't know if it just made me feel that way or I don't know. I don't love it as much as I do 03 Bonnie and Clyde. So that's just my personal opinion on that one.
And that's what it is. So let's just get into it's called Part 2, Magna Carta Holy Grail. It's 9:20 in Newark, New Jersey. We'll be right back.
Me life, I get all of my life from you.
Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, joined by the General TM himself. It is 9:26 right here in Itty Bitty Platt City. And tonight, Friday night, is Magna Carta Holy Grail night here on TM Hyman Radio. And that was, if we're going by their Twitter monikers, S_C_ and IB Batty. That's J and B, respectively, with part two on the run. Off of the Magna Carta Holy Grail album as well. Now, I don't necessarily care for B in that lower tone. I don't know why I don't like it. I don't. It's not that I don't like the song. I just don't like that tone.
Well, it was like to me, it represented if it's supposed to have represented, you know, the whole Bonnie and Clyde concept. It was that, you know, that laid back, you know, like, you know, slick gangster, you know. I mean,
She's just riding.
I mean, you know, it was smooth. It was smooth. It was laid back, and so she, you know, she brought it down a notch, you know. But she was still rocking, and so I'm gonna tell you as I heard it, So I'll give you one guess who came to mind as she was singing.
Cool.
One artist, female.
Alicia Keys, maybe.
No, I almost heard, ladies and gentlemen, forgive me, but if you are with me, thank you. I heard Aaliyah.
Wow, you know what? Now that you say that, you know what?
I heard Aaliyah. So okay, so let's just check it out. Listen, just check it out. See, listen to what I'm saying.
Rightfully so, because, you know, you're not trying to outshine the artist who you're featured on their album, of course. And if this is, you know, her playing her position as the writer, as the song kind of says, that's what she does. You know, she's there, but, you know, she's effectively paying the background.
No doubt. Hashtag MCHG inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, we got that Magna Carta inside a jam session, really the entire show. We will touch on some news and entertainment because it's a lot going on right now in the country. This Trayvon Martin verdict of not guilty has off a firestorm. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, you just can't sit back and not, you know, take some type of notice as to what's going on at the core of all of this. You know, there's people that I've heard say, you know, just get over it. It's over. It's not over, and you just can't tell, you know, a mother and a father to get over it. How dare you? You know, and so what I respect the most is, again, peaceful demonstrations. But what I am I'm just kind of taken aback by the overwhelming support from people of all races and class that have taken notice and have taken a stand to what's going on with Trayvon Martin. Anytime the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, speaks about something
the news that the investigation is going to move forward as far as Trayvon Martin's civil rights being violated by the Department of Justice and Eric Holder is something that is kind of comforting to me, just so that it doesn't go away, because it shouldn't go away. And it's not only the Trayvon Martins of our nation, it's any other child of any other race, period, who can't walk home and be safe at night. It's not only our children, it's all children.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think until that's recognized, there's nothing that's really going to be able to be done about it.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to open up the phone to Washington, D.C., joining us live. What's going on, D.C.?
Hey, what's going on, Tim Hammond family?
Koopa.
What's up, Hot Shop? Did you get my message?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. You made the MCHG happen for us tonight, boy. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hey, absolutely. I got to do what I got to do. Hey.
So tell us how you feel about this MCHG coup. Now, you've had the pleasure and the time, and you know you've been able to go through the whole thing. Let me know what you think.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I mean, it's not Jay's best work, but when you're talking about the best work of Jay-Z, there's a big catalog there. So it's like
very large.
It's like I'm a Jay-Z fan. So I mean, let me give you that disclaimer. I'm a Jay-Z fan. But and the thing is, but I mean, when he says, when people talk about Biggie and Pac and he wouldn't have done this and that if they hadn't have done and everything, and when he says, how can I win you when you got me fighting ghosts, that's a true statement.
For sure.
You don't know what their longevity would have been. Yeah, Pac recorded a lot of albums, but he was doing them all right there in the in a small amount of time. It wasn't stretched out over 16, 17 years. And so, like, when Jay-Z, you're comparing this album to Reasonable Doubt, Blueprint, Black Album, Blueprint 2, all those other albums, that's a big wall to climb. So I mean, and I've heard some people say about number four, so I could see it being number four or five, but that's damn good.
That's where he put it, too. And I mean no harm, because I'm a Jay fan, too, but I think he was being nice, because I don't think it's number four.
You don't think it's number four? Well, I mean, we'll see.
I might push it down to maybe seven or eight, but it's not going to get in my top five.
We can go, and I mean, wow. and that's cool. I'm cool with that, because we all allowed to make our own judgments. So I'm cool with that. And I mean, but I can also see that, because, you know, like, I think there's another one that should be up there, but you have to take maybe two songs off of it. Jay-Z's second album. To me, that's a classic. It just had two songs that shouldn't have been on there, and it's a classic.
What are the two songs that should have been removed?
The Sunshine and...
I knew you were going to say that.
Sunshine should have been off of there, and...
The
Johnny
Two song.
Yeah, but I'm not... I mean, it may be just Sunshine. Take Sunshine off, and it's a classic.
If they wouldn't have released Sunshine, it could have stayed on the album and still been a classic. It just shouldn't have been released.
Yeah, in the video.
So cool. I asked you, on the Magna Carta Holy Grail, what song should have been left off?
On the Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Whew, I got to think about that. I need to go look at the album titles.
Okay, I'll make it easy for you. What's your favorite song as you think about the songs that should have been left off?
My favorite song might be the shortest song, Versus. Versus might be my favorite song.
Okay, so we're gonna do this. We're gonna get into Verses. You think about the songs that shouldn't have been up there, folks. We're gonna take a pause for the calls. Come back right after Verses. You in tune to DM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Hey, sucker nigga.
31 seconds. People were so pissed.
Like I said, the other night, you listen to that song, and you sitting there rocking to it, and he stopped so hard, it gave you whiplash. But it's a good song, but you just want more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because it was so short, I mean, we're going to do it for you again.
Hey, sucker nigga, wherever you are, I thought about you while I was driving my car. I wonder if your rules recognize how far you are. You know where in my rear mirror.
Hyman Radio Live. Oh my gosh, that is a crime that that song is so short. I'm rocking like I'm in my zone and I'm waiting for the next set of bars and there's nothing. There's nothing. Exactly. But luckily, my saving grace for the album, and I got to give it to that boy Frank Ocean. I don't care what y'all say about that boy. That's a talented young man right there. You can say what you want to say. You could, you know, scream it from the highest mountain. But I guarantee you, this boy is going to be around for a long time in the production field. Maybe not as an artist. I don't know. But as a producer, Ocean is a hit on this joint. That's what grabbed me.
Yeah, Oceans is a hit. Oceans is a good song. I like
Oceans
it.
Oceans is, woo.
And it's kind of, it's rough, but it's mellow. But you know what else is? Part two. Part two is rough.
We just ran part two a few minutes ago, and I was saying, you know, I'm still trying to get used to being that lower, more mellow tone because I'm so used to her being, you know, forceful and taking control of the track and the entire song, even if there are other features. She just stands out. But like I was telling TM, she played the back on this one. It's going to have to grow on me, too. Now, the track itself, I love. If I could just listen to the track itself without nobody on it except Jay, I would love it even more. But, you know, can't have it all.
I don't know, for me, for
hey,
real,
cool.
I might say that she makes the song for me.
Really?
Yeah, because
yeah.
I think that her melody is the one that makes the song so much better.
I thought she sounded like Aaliyah a little bit with that mellow vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he caught me on that too. He played it back for me and pointed a couple of things out, and I have to say, he's hitting that one right on the head.
Hey, cool. What are the tracks that should not have been on Magna Carta Holy Grail? What could have been left off to make it a classic?
All right, now I'm looking at the track list, listening. I might say La Familia. Even though I kind of like La Familia, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know.
It probably could have been left off. I agree.
Yeah, it might be La Familia.
I think he needs to make a remake of Versus and make it a full song. And not even making features on it. Just rock the whole thing by itself. But please make it a full length.
You get my nod. Oh. You get my nod on that one. You get my nod on that one. Hey, we're going to keep it moving at 9:41 inside the Friday Night Cypher. We got that Magna Carta Holy Grail. We hanging out with Coop in Washington, D.C. We got Hot Chocolate in Itty Bitty Plant City. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. We shall return.
Long Radio Show.
Cities in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, because it's water drown my family. It's water.
water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaína. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil you spill at BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge his wallet. I don't even like washing pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docked in front of a man picking cotton. Silk and fleeces, lay on my Jesus. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant tusks on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the bus got short. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Me and top ties like Pablo and Papa. Winding dirt roads on mopeds, filling open. Welcome to the Magnum Opus, the Magna Carta, the best selling author that coded, yeah. On a holiday playing strange fruit. From a maker to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the border. Swoosh, and that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovi, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepherd Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrat, nope, I'm so dope. The troubled waters had to learn how to flow. On the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant tusks on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the bus got short. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:45 p.m. and I have just danced like I was in the middle of a club and nobody was watching. Oh my God.
That
is Jay-Z featuring Space Frank Ocean with Oceans. That has got to be hands down one of my two favorite songs off of the Magna Carta Holy Grail, and I'm hoping that we can end the show with my favorite, but we'll hold that off for a minute. Ooh, Lord. Dancing like I got a double Hennessy and cranberry in my hand. Got me in here murdering the hits like I'm Frank Ocean and I'm talking about my white tuxedo at the Basquiat show. And oh wow, yeah, Jay definitely makes me use my imagination because I doubt I'll ever see a Basquiat up close in my lifetime.
There are many, many people that feel your sentiments right now all across the country, all across the world. It was rocking right with you, thinking they had that same drink in their hand.
Okay. But you know what's funny? I actually had a small, very brief Twitter conversation with Mad Skills. I am... Ian Spielberg, I think he is on Twitter, and he was actually saying how everything it seemed on Magna Carta Holy Grail was kind of going over his head, like he couldn't really relate to it. And he made the comment, you know, kind of similar to the one that I just did about the Basquiats and, you know, things like that in your house. I hope to ball one day like that. Don't get me wrong. You know, TM Hyman Radio is going to take us to that point. Let me correct myself. I will see a Basquiat in my lifetime. It's going to take me a couple years to get there, but I'm going to see it. I'm just saying right now, I don't know what a Basquiat looks like. I don't think I've ever ran across one, and I think it's pretty safe to say that most of our listeners haven't either. So we're all in the same.
Okay, so let me just step out there and say I don't know what the hell a Basquiat is. What is that?
Basquiat is a designer. He's a designer and an artist. Am I right?
Yeah, he's an artist. He was he's really an early artist from the early stages of hip-hop. He was around that same time when they had the break dancing, the graffiti on the trains and everything. It was all really like late 70s, early 80s, and it was before hip-hop was called hip-hop. It wasn't known. They didn't have a name for it yet in rap. It was just something people were doing that was cool and everything. And he was a designer. He was like, he did all kind of stuff, all kind of artwork. But he had a really bad drug habit, and I believe he overdosed. It was like people that ran in the circle. You remember, you know the lady from Entourage that played their publicist?
Yes.
She ran around in that era.
Gotcha.
She ran around in that era, and I think she even knew him. They all ran in the same circles. It was Rick Rubin.
Basquiat, I'm sorry, but Basquiat is his last name?
I'm not sure. Let me see. He had another name, but I heard an interview with one of his friends about a couple of weeks ago, and it was another name I forget. But I'll see.
I'm gonna try and Google that for you right now while you're talking. His name is John Michael Basquiat.
Yeah.
And he was an American artist.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So do me a favor. Spell Basquiat for us who are learning something tonight inside the cipher.
It is B like boy, A, S as in Sam, Q, U, I, A, T as in Tom.
Great,
thank
you.
And he actually began as an obscure graffiti artist in New York City in the late 1970s, evolved into an acclaimed neo-expressionist and primitivist painter in the 1980s.
Graffiti, I can dig it. Graffiti, anything dealing with graffiti, I can dig it. See, I can never have a conversation with someone and they use a word that I can't comprehend, and then I try to proceed in a conversation. It just doesn't work for me. And ladies and gentlemen, please don't try to act like you know what somebody's talking about and you walk away feeling stupid is all outdoors because you really didn't comprehend the conversation. That's just
amen.
Learn something.
That's why
I'm impressed with Koopa though, because Koopa is a he moonlights as a lawyer, and he's also you know in humanities. I appreciate that.
Hey man,
I'm telling you,
if
you wasn't already
well,
scooped
well
up,
rounded.
I would scoop you up myself. Yeah,
hey,
no doubt.
I believe in being well rounded. This is the way I look at it. I'm comfortable
absolutely.
in some of the finest restaurants, and I'm comfortable on any Martin Luther, and we all know where Martin Luther is at.
In the hood,
hey,
baby.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Hey, let's get into this. See, I try to model that Renaissance man, disposition myself. Well-rounded. Hey, let's keep it going with JC, another Renaissance man. What's this next joint, Hot Chocolate?
Tom Ford.
Right back.
Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a sack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a sack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Tom Ford. Tom Ford. Tom Ford. Coming up. Ride clean, fix your head in my crown.
Bordeaux's and Burgundies. Flush out a Riesling. When hoes out, them hoes out. Y'all put y'all weeds in and clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a sack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Spent all my euros on tuxes and weird clothes. I party with weirdos. Yeah, ho, yeah, ho.
Hot chocolate. What you got? And let's throw off to this last joint.
Yeah, just be safe out there. You know, hug your kids, hug your family, tell your friends and your family that you love them, because tomorrow is definitely not promised. Our world is a different world, baby, and you got to adjust yourself and get ready to live in it and continue to live in it. I am Hot Chocolate. He is our boy, Coop, from D.C. Thanks again, Coop. And he is the General T.M. Hyman. Tonight we are missing Save James and Madam CeeLo Boston. We hope that they are well. They will join us next week. We are T.M. Hyman Radio, Real Talk, Real People, Real Time. And this was the Magna Carta Holy Grail Rock Out. We got one more people for you. Let's go. Everybody have a great weekend.
I work and work till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. And what do I get?
A little reverb.
A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me?
Let's do this for these babies. Mercedes. Truck, fuck, houses on acres. Blakey ballin' on HD. Y'all need to step up your AV. Life changed again, I was already taking off. My flight changed again, flight change wins. It's barely 12 noon and my wife changed again. Baby needs pampers. Daddy need at least 3 weeks in the Hamptons. Please don't judge me. Only hug the block, so my daddy didn't love me. My baby getting chubby. Cue that Stevie Wonder music. Oh, isn't she lovely? Now I'm staring at her, praying that things don't get ugly. And I'm stuck in that old cycle. Life, wife, please hug me. Fuck joint custody. I need a joint right now. Just a thought alone fucks with me. High on life. I could die from the fall. Imagine if I hit the floor. Apologies in order. The blue Ivy, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Short of life, daddy dearest.
My first time at the rodeo.
I dream filthy.
My mom and pops
mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off. And I know I'm not perfect, baby. I've been so much trauma. Gonna be hard to reverse it with some doctors and some nurses, maybe. Teach me how to treat a lady.